When I think about cats, I think about that Spokane basement, how the cats went nuts, shitting all over the concrete floor, and I was sent down to clean it. Some of it came right up, tidy handfuls of shit, but some was diarrhea dried hard, so I had to slop puddles of hot water and bleach on those spots and wait, nostrils stinging, for the mess to soften. That was the year I turned 12, when my family's boozy heritage arrived in burning-tongued waves on our shores. So when I see in the Atlantic, these years later, that T. Gondi cat-shit parasite can lodge in a rat's brain or a person's and make them crazy, I flash back to bleach, liquor, vomit, all the stains that refuse to budge. I know metaphor lurks here, how the parasite can live in rats, but has to get back into the belly of a cat to reproduce, how it hijacks the brain circuits until rats are aroused by cat urine and find themselves milling around in the open like women who walk bad neighborhoods after dark. And those male rats, lucky enough to get lucky, infect the rat mamas, and 60% of their pups are born yearning for what will kill them. And still, I find myself wanting bleary men better passed with my head down. And I don't want to know who I am in this metaphor, cat, rat, parasite, and who the men may be, lined up like bottles in a liquor store, mesmerizing, their breathalyzer-blowing kisses, their bodies straining to enter my body, their fluids to make it past the gates at my very center, and my DNA waiting with its thirst like a hole, and the edge of that hole a cliff I look down from always, where my wildness bubbles up like the fizz of fermentation or water that's too hot to hold still.